This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chapel Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach Brett Chapel.
From Riverview Farm and Garden here in Canton, it's the Brett Chapel Show. Along with head football coach Brett Chapel, this is Chad Upton. Last night, tough ball game for us as far as Tuscola. We always knew that it would be, and it always is. But close throughout, had a lead certainly at times, a couple times during the game last night. A lot of different subplots really throughout the week. A lot of different things that have been going on for almost a month now. Guys went out there, and that's the bottom line. The guys went out there and played really, really hard. And you always talk about wanting to have a chance, coach, there at the end, and certainly that was there. But, again, thought you guys did a really good job on both sides of the ball in particular, and I thought the game plan was excellent last night. Just, weren't able to have that finish in terms of the scoreboard.
There's always a couple of boxes that you want to check as a coach going into any kind of game, but especially big games like that. And, the first one is your team prepared? Did you get your team prepared? And I felt like we did a good job of preparing our team. We did some things, we kind of saved some things throughout the season for that game. We always do. I thought that our kids were prepared. The second box that you want to be able to check is, did you have a chance? And we did, So when you look at that, we were able to check those two boxes that I always look at, is our team prepared and did we have a chance? And, I can check both of those boxes. Kids played at a very high level. They bought in, to what we were selling early in the week as far as what we were trying to accomplish. Went out, you're not going to execute every play perfectly. And I'm talking about during the game. I'm not even talking about in the overtime. It's just, during the game as we go through it. You had all your momentum shifts. We knew it was going to be like that as well. You're going to have your ups and your downs, your ebbs and your flows as you talk about. All of those things, when we've seen those through the years. It's not like this is our first rodeo in a game like that. But just at the end of the day, we came up a little bit short of being able to accomplish what we set out to do. But was not from a lack of effort.
Sure.
On our kids' part or on our coaches' part. I think we did a really good job as a whole. Certainly very proud of our kids and our coaches as well. Thought we were in a position there at the end to win the ball game. And I told our quarterback last night when I talked to Aaron, I said, here's the deal, bud. I said, we never look back and have any regrets. I said, no regrets. There's no regrets for us. And I said, you can't harbor something like that. You got to be able to move on from it and grow. And certainly he'll do that, and the rest of the team will as well.
And how was he doing after the game as far as that was concerned? I'm sure that had to be tough on him.
It was. Obviously, you get in a situation like that, and you guys, you have to understand, too. I mean, it was a situation where we felt like it was the right time to try to win it, and you're talking about specifically at the end. But when you go back during the game, there was multiple times that if a play had gone this way or that way that you could have won. And same thing for them as well, Tuscola as well. So, again, there's no regrets on
sure.
that. Like I said, you get down there at the end and you have a chance. You go for it. We weren't able to stop them running.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Yeah.
They had just wore on us and wore on us,
yeah.
Because we were much smaller. But, it was one of those things that we felt like it was the right opportunity. I didn't hesitate.
Sure.
I flipped over, made sure we were all on board, all the coaches, and that, everybody's, let's do it. Let's do it. And got to play in, and, it is what it is on that. But, you don't look back at that one and have any regrets at all.
Of course. And I I thought it was a brilliant play call right there, too. Again, it's, you know, they don't always work out the way that you intend for them to, but everything was in place for sure. I go back, and I think I asked this question quite a bit, you know, on Saturday mornings, but, you know, to start on their side first, did you see anything from them that sort of surprised you in terms of the way they've tried to execute?
No, not from offensive standpoint. I mean, Coach Rogers and that staff worked really hard all week. We had long practices this week. We threw as many different looks at them from a scout team that we could. You know, they're notorious for trick plays and all of those things, and so we threw a lot at them this week. On the looks, you know, they, for us to be undersized as much as we were up front, I thought our kids did a really good job, especially there in the first half, of really negating what they wanted to do. I mean, you're looking at, you know, a team that probably bested us per person, you know, up front, probably bested us by, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 pounds at least, you know, in places. And, again, I thought our kids did a good job. We did a good job tackling and open the field,
sure.
You know, on some one-on-one stuff. And then from a defensive standpoint, you know, we had to make a decision on how we wanted to attack. You know, we got some different personnel packages. We needed to look and see what gave us the best, you know, chance to be successful. We found some stuff early. You know, we rode with it right into the third and fourth quarter, and then we switched out a little bit and had a little bit of momentum in another package. And, you know, Logan ended up getting hurt and having to pull him out. You know, it was the first time we were starting to kind of move the ball in a different package. But, again, those are part of the things as well. You know, you come in and you make some substitutions and you get rolling with it. Again, our kids, you know, our kids executed really good. I thought we made some really good play calls. We left nothing on the table.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Yeah.
We had, you know, opportunities when you look at situations when you're, you don't want to say necessarily trick plays, but some, you know, some plays that you had put in for the week, you know, for us, and we hit two out of the three early,
yeah,
which was huge for us, you know, because you're usually lucky to get one, and, you know, we had executed two out of those three. Both of them were big momentum plays and helped us extend drives and score touchdowns,
yeah.
Which was really big for us. You know, again, just it was a great ball game to be a part of. I think the crowd certainly got their money's worth, two overtimes. You know, exciting finish. That's what this game's all about.
I want to go back to the package that we were in the first half in particular. We found a lot of success with. Essentially, it was an option, but it was a deep option. It's almost a forward pass if it wasn't, in fact, a forward pass. You know, running, you know, a quarterback on the inside, running the back on the outside. Does he have to make a decision there and make a read to make that work? Because it seemed like we were able to do that well last night in the first half.
He does. You know, and they had to make a decision. They had to make a decision on if they were going to go dead man and load the box to stop the run inside, or if they're going to put a safety high, you know, a safety free to help out, or even a second safety. And so when we were able to, and they made some adjustments. I mean, they moved from what we would call a six-man box. They had five linemen and one backer in the middle. Then they switched to four linemen with one backer in the middle and gave them another safety up high. So they made some adjustments as they went. But as they made adjustments, we did as well. And we found the matchups. I mean,
yeah,
we found the matchups that we wanted. Sawyer really had a great game for us, but
yeah,
we found the matchup with him on a linebacker. You know, and that's a win for us.
Sure.
You know, if we can put the ball on the money, and Aaron did a really good job of that last night. You know, was really excited to see, you know, Sawyer have the game that he had. You know, he was clutch for us.
Yeah.
You know, and had some big plays from other guys as well throughout the game. But we had to find matchups, you know, and I think that gets lost sometimes. We didn't go into a game, and I can use both sides, we didn't go into a game where we had four plays, offensive plays that we called notoriously all night long.
Right,
know?
Sure.
I mean, we had to scratch and claw, and, you know, we had to be creative, and I just thought at the end of the day we did a really good job of taking advantage of what they were giving us, and and the kids executing. I mean, it's one thing to kind of put some new stuff in for the week. It's another thing to go out there in a crowd of that size, you know, with that much on the line and to execute it the way they did. And, you know, I was really excited going into halftime. You know, had a lead. I had a lead early. You know, we had kind of stole the momentum early and rode with it. You know, again, you go back and you can look at different things, you know, as far as opportunities to maybe finish a game. But we had some breaks, too. You know, I mean, we had some plays that that went our way. They did as well. You know, the two-point conversion that they had to tie it up, you know, was a big play for them, obviously. You know, they had a little eye candy and moved us around a little bit. And, you know, we lost the kid in coverage. And, again, that's just – those things happen, you know, but just excited, you know, for our community to finally be able to see what this team was about, you know, and our kids played at a very high level, and certainly very proud of that.
Tell me about, while I'm thinking about it, tell me about Luis and about Logan in terms of the injuries. I saw Luis back out there. That made me feel a little bit better.
Luis was a little bit more of a shin, got hit on the front shin there. You know, he was able to come back. Logan got rolled up on a tackle from behind a little bit. Didn't feel like he had a chance to go back in. We weren't going to risk anything with him. And we will evaluate him, you know, later on Monday when we come back in for practice and see where he's at there. Those were the, you know, obviously the two biggest ones that we had. We had a lot of kids that went both ways for us. And it wasn't just skill kids. You know, our skill kids have been doing that all year, but we had some linemen that went both ways for us. We had to get heavy up front. You know, we made some changes as far as personnel on offense and defense. Fronts on the lines, moved some people around. We just knew we had to get much heavier up front for this game based off of what they were doing. And, you know, I thought we made some good changes. I thought we mixed it in really well on things that we did offensively. Special teams were solid for us last night. I mean, all the way through, we knew that was going to have to be a place that we had an advantage, and we took advantage of it early. You know, hit the fake punt, extended that drive, went on in and scored, went up 7-0. Like I said, stole the momentum early and, you know, put them in a situation that they had to come from behind.
And defensively, we went to 5-3-3 look too last night. Some
we did. We got real heavy. You know, the one thing that we had seen with them, they weren't real good in their passing game down the field.
Yeah,
we wanted to make them have to pass if we could. You know, they were satisfied with, you know, the runs that they had. Like I said, there was 3-4 run plays that they run continuously, move some people around, but basically the same type blocking scheme up front. And you know, They wore on us as we went. We knew that they would. But, you know, when you look at the stats, I think the stats kind of tell the game a little bit. We had 288 yards of offense. We had 137 passing, 151 rushing, 16 first downs. We had 5 different rushers and 6 different receivers. And those are solid numbers. I mean, when you look at it, on the other side, we gave up 256. So we outgained them on stats on the offense and defense. They had 30 yards passing, which we weren't. You know, we knew that was going to be low. Now, you know, again, they hit some things, hit the tight end on a touchdown as well, you know, that they got us on. 226 rushing, which we held that average low for them.
Right.
And 13 first downs. You know, I mentioned the special teams. We had 4 PATs. You know, Walker was 40-yard average on his punts. Kickoffs were good. Obviously, we had to fake punt. You know, we were just really good on that, you know, part of the game as well. The coverages were good. It was just a great ball game, you know, great ball game. And like I said, I think our kids went out and gave it everything they had.
Yeah, certainly so. And 2 of 10, holding them 2 of 10 passing, you know, last night was certainly impressive too. When we return, we're going to talk some about the week going into the game last night. Again, stay with us. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware, they still offer everything you need from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County.
One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good. Are you looking to make updates or remodel your home or business? You're probably going to need an electrician. You can rely on Hanson Electric, no matter what type of electrical service or installation you need. Hanson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. With 18 years experience, you can count on Hanson Electric to show up on time and get the job done right. Call Cody Hanson at 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency services 24/7, 365 days a year. Hanson Electric, electricians you can trust for all your electrical needs. We won't leave you in the dark.
Back this morning, the Brad Chapel Show. Again, I always go into this too because it's something I have to manage, and I'm not sure anyone that may exist outside of the realm of the circumstances really understands, you know, what this is like. But if you would speak some to the week this week, obviously it's not just about practice and that facet of preparation. You have all the other things that you've got to manage, all the requests. You get phone calls from people you've never heard of that want to do this and need to do that. In addition to that, you're trying to play essentially a quasi-home game at our biggest rival and, you know, having to, you know, do all the work that prepares ahead of time to make that happen too. Had to have been a crazy week, I'm sure, for you, but as always, we do a good job of managing. What was that sort of like this year?
You know, the preparation obviously starts on Sundays for us, you know, with the meetings, you know, with coaches' meetings. Obviously, long meetings this week, trying to make a decision on what we wanted to do, not only for the varsity game, but for the JV game as well. So, you know, you're preparing two teams, getting ready for that Thursday and Friday. You know, the preparation, not just for us, you're talking about for Heidi Morgan and her group having to go back and forth all week trying to set things up, you know, up at the stadium for it to be a home game for us. I mean, it was I didn't see her very much this week. Mm-hmm. She was extremely busy getting things done, and then Harold Shepard and Brandon Holloway, the two assistant ADs, they were with her as well, and again, all the group that she had working. Just such a big undertaking. People have no idea everything that took place to just get the game for Friday set up in order to be able to do, you know, at a different location.
Yeah.
You know, even though we were fairly close, but you know, just a lot of work went into it. Plus you get back to us, and you know, you mentioned you have different requests and people calling and things of that nature, and it was, you know, that norm you know, the whole time. You had all those things happen that we've happened for the, you know, have been happening for ever since I've been here.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have a whole lot of distractions as far as for the kids' sake. You know, it was a relatively pretty calm week as far as that goes. You know, there was some, you know, obviously with some of the underlying circumstances within the game and all of that stuff. I mean, that was part of it. That's going to be part of it every year. I certainly thought that got stoked up a little bit more than it needed to.
Sure.
Obviously in our local paper. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is when you're trying to sell subscriptions and all of those things. You do whatever you want to do. But I thought that was probably taken a little bit further than it need to be in, but you know I don't write for them, so they can write whatever they want to. You know, but it was you know, a situation that every team at some point finds themselves in, and you know, you move forward the best you can. I thought our kids handled that very well. Didn't have any situations or issues, you know, that I'm aware of as we got ready for the week. And again, just, you know, was really pleased with how the week had gone. Had a good week of practice, you know, got going with them. And again, it was just a great atmosphere, you know, great atmosphere, and really pleased with the fans that came to watch us. I know our record certainly, you know, hadn't, you know, wasn't sitting there with a great record and, you know, maybe have the best following, but we were full. You know, it was great to see those people there, and they got to see a heck of a ball game.
I thought the game was pretty well officiated, too, last night. You always think about that because there's so many, again, little factors that can play into it, but I thought that was the case, too.
It was. You know, I thought the officiating was good. You know, we went back. The penalties were, you know, pretty similar as far as how many. They really didn't – you really didn't have a play show up. You said, man, that just got us. You know, that play right there, that flag just got us. It, you know, it was not a situation like that. At the end of the day, you want it to come down to the kids on the field. And, you know, for us as coaches, being able to put them in a place to be able to be successful, I think we did that. And I think our kids did a great job of giving us everything they had.
I want to go back to, because I want to, you know, pick this out too, because there was some question about that. Last play, two-point conversion, the angle that we saw, it looked like the ball might have been on the turf, and that was the correct call. Was that what you saw?
Yeah, it was. When we went back and looked at it, you know, it was a play, and we had really been having to pick and choose, you know, throughout the game on some things that we saw. Our offensive coaches, you know, worked extremely hard throughout the night in finding angles or advantages or anything like that. You know, as we were going into that second overtime, they opted to go ahead and take the ball first. You know,
So they opted.
So they did.
To do that.
They opted to take the ball first, which was a little bit
odd.
You usually, you know, go defense first, but they opted to take it. So we got the choice of which side. So obviously, we wanted to flip it back down, you know, to our side. As the defense is going on there, we're already setting the plays. Obviously, to get us ready to go, had to score on a fourth down play. You know, Braden got in on that, which pushed Braden out of a great game for us last night. And it was something. Coach Rodomer was up in the box, and Coach Rodomer said, you know, I think we got this right here. The problem was we were trying to get it set up. We hadn't – that was not a play that we had worked it, but it was something that was there based off of what we had been doing. Uh-huh. So we decided it was a good chance. Let's take the shot and see if we can win it. You know, put our kids in that place. And, you know, again, I don't fault anything, you know, of our kids on that play by any means, none of them. Again, you go back to all the way through the game, there was other opportunities in there that we could have, you know, could have got something, had to have a pass down on the other end for the overtime, you know, for the first overtime. Just had some really big plays. You know, Aaron was solid for us. You know, I mentioned Braden already. Logan had some good runs in there. Caden Davis had a good game for us, you know, out wide. Jake was in there. Sawyer was in there. Jake Henson, you know, we were able to get him involved last night, which was good for us. You know, but the front, you know, because we had to move some pieces around. I mean, we just had some linemen, you know, in a few different places just because we had to get that size up front. But I thought we had a good mixture of what we were doing, found some things that were working for us, and, you know, had them on their heels.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTO.
Talking about that, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Survive COVID, now offering full service dine-in or order from the website. By the time you get there, your food's usually ready to go. Still, slow-cooked beef, pork, chicken, and turkey sliced and pulled, and sauces and dressings to go. In Waynesville, Tuesday through Saturday, and Franklin, Monday through Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency, a family-owned independent agency specializing in auto, home, business, and life insurance with over 40 years of experience, now with two convenient locations, 1656 South Main Street in Waynesville and now open at 329 Main Street in Canton. Call Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 for a free quote. Insurance for your everyday needs.
Back this morning with the Brad Chappell Show. Want to touch on, as we can here, Thursday night. Of course, Dwayne and I had that call. Felt really, really good. I mean, I told him the game was scheduled to start at 7 o'clock, and we were leading by 6:58, and that was the truth. We got started a little bit early and had scored really quickly. Really, game was never any doubt there. A lot of good things from a lot of kids in terms of, you know, what we were able to do up front with those guys and the skill position players. Moore was outstanding. Pope was really good. Again, really dynamic in terms of how well they played on Thursday night. And I'm sure that you're very proud of that bunch, too.
Was. Those kids have continued to get better. I think that's the big thing when I look at them is from where we started, you know, to where we're at, going into overtime with the first game of the season against Brevard and getting the win. And those kids just haven't looked back and have just played really well. You know, we had 383 yards of offense to their 174. We were really balanced. We were 189 yards rushing, 194 yards passing. Yeah. Six different rushers, four different receivers, 11 first downs. We did some really good things. Our linemen played at a really high level, and it allowed our skill guys to be able to get out there and make some big plays for us, and they did. It was a really good game for our kids on Thursday night, and again, came back and had a great game on Friday night, too. Two really good games for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with the final segment here in just a moment. This is the Brad Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Does today's real estate market make you want to stay in your current home a little longer? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. You may not have to move to get the home of your dreams. We have the tools to help you make your current home more livable. Whether it's remodeling your kitchen, freshening up that outdated bathroom, or creating an outdoor oasis that will make you feel like you're on vacation every day of the year, our local loan officers can show you how a home equity line of credit from Mountain Credit Union will help you make those much-needed improvements. Call us today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Need a break? Feeling stressed? Let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry at Take 10 Aqua Massage. Relieve pain and stress with 5 customizable programs. 10 minutes costs only $17. Take 10 Aqua Massage is open 7 days a week. To schedule your Aqua Massage, visit Facebook or take10aquamassage.com or call 734-6910. Take 10 Aqua Massage, 1446 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Leave your stress behind.
Coach, all right, going into the final 2 weeks now, North and East. Just talk a little bit off air. Last year, 6 teams qualified for the tournament. We've still got some work to do here, but certainly have that goal and that chance to qualify for the tournament in these last two games. But they're going to be big all the way throughout.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be big. We've got to win both, and that still not that still does not assure us of getting them, you know, to the end of the playoffs. But we've got to win both of them for sure. We lose either one of them, then we'll be done as far as the playoff picture goes. And you know, you got to take them game by game. So we got East Henderson this week, wide open spread stuff. They're empty backfield. Like to throw the ball, you know, quite a bit out in the open. They've moved some people around, JVs as well, brought some JVs up. I'm hopeful we're going to have a JV game on Thursday night. I still don't know for sure. They only dressed 12 kids this past Thursday in their JV game, so I know they're having to move some kids around. So I'll know more, you know, over the weekend and hopefully get everything set for our JVs for the Thursday night game, because we've already had, you know, two open dates with those. I'd really like to get another game in with them and then, you know, play North Henderson again there at the end. But again, you know, you were mentioning we've got to take care of business for these, you know, last two ball games, and we'll regroup. Obviously, tough loss last night for us, and it'll take us a little bit to get past it and move on. But you know, our kids are resilient. We'll do a good job getting back ready to go on Monday, and different schedule this week. Out of school.
Yeah, that's right. You got
we're out of school Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
You know, generally you don't have 2 days in the same week, so we've got a little bit of adversity, you know, there to start with. Got to make sure we get everybody in for practice on time, and you know, get bought back into the schedule. I talked to them about, you know, trying to make sure they're getting in bed on time. Don't get to that habit of, well, I don't got to go to school the next morning. I can stay up all night long. Mm-hmm. So we got to stay focused and disciplined for the last couple of weeks and make sure we do what we need to do to give ourselves the best chance to win a ball game. You know, obviously very important for us from a varsity standpoint, and JVs as well. We want to finish the deal as the JV program moves forward, and with two games to go.
How were the kids? Obviously, you mentioned that, and they always are resilient, but how would you describe the mood of the kids afterwards last night?
You know, wounded, I think would be a great, you know, a great word to use for that. You know, when you have a team that finally sells out and gives you everything that they've got, and you play in a game like that, you want to be able to see them be successful, you know, and we were successful everywhere, you know, really, other than at the end at the scoreboard, and but that's the one that matters the most.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, and you know, certainly you have to say good game by Tuscola as well. Their kids played hard, you know, just like what ours did, and again, we'll move forward with it, but you know, I have no doubt we'll regroup and get back in and get to work on Monday. We still got some things left out there that we need to do. You know, in order to move us forward, move the needle, you say.
Yeah.
But, again, it'll be tough, you know, for a couple of days, and certainly we'll be thinking about it. But, you know, we were talking off the air. We've been in this for, what, 10 years now, and we've won some really close games, and, you know, we lost one finally.
Yeah.
You know, that was a really close game, and that's just part of it, you know, part of the deal. But, you know, certainly very proud of our kids, our program, you know, our administration and athletic department for all of the work that went into that to get that ready. Hopefully we were able to make some good money for our athletic department and kind of get us back rolling. It's nice to see the fields getting worked on, baseball and softball fields getting worked on now, and they're moving along a little bit with some of the football stuff. Saw them cleaning finally underneath
and
getting into some locker rooms and cleaning a little bit and getting some of that stuff out. So
is most of the work going to be on the visitor side underneath?
That was a lot of the work that it was going on this week. You know, we still got some stuff on the home side, but again, just kind of giving people some updates. I know they're starting to see a little bit more work going on, and getting some fencing and stuff set up, getting the poles set, but you know, it'll be another busy week next week.
Absolutely. Again, we'll be back on the air. 6:30 will be our broadcast time, of course, next Friday, 7:30 kickoff in that game. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning from Riverview with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning and every Saturday morning at 8 by Mountain Credit Union, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, the Board of Trade, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Biska Barbershop, and by Ace Hometown Hardware. Tune in again next time here on WPTL.